Good morning.
Morning.
Praise God, we are here again in the house of the Lord. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 23. Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in a green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us now pray. Yes, Father God, in heaven, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you, we magnify you, your name, for thou art our Lord and Savior. Let us now give thanks to God for all the things that He done unto us. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to your people. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins that your blood shed on the cross to have eternal life. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the wonderful morning to worship you as one accord to glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for all the answered prayers, for the provision, for the healingness, deliverance, to come back again to you, to serve you. We thank you, Lord, for all the miracles, wonders that you continually show to us to increase our faith, to continue to persevere, to do the task, and do it possible for your name's sake and for your glory. We thank you, O God, for the new strength to glorify you, to fulfill your will in this day, for the raiment, food, dwelling place, for the good weather, Lord, the joy and peace we have in our life. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our and renounce our sins to God, as the Lord said in His word. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we humble down before you in your presence. Forgive our sins, cleanse us, O God, and sanctify us once again by your blood. Lord Jesus, help us, O God, not to do it again, O Lord, of all our trespasses unto you, and amend our ways to your will and plan in our lives. Rule over us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family, for the husband, wives, children, for our parents and siblings. Lord, we thank you for all the family of your church, that they continue to persevere in gratefulness and serving unto you. We pray for the good health, strength to provide their needs. Protect them, O God, and always be a good example to others how to walk and live according to your word. By everyday living, O God, as a way of preaching to others to know you, O God, and to follow you, Lord. We pray for every husband, O God, bless them, give them strength, anoint them, O God, of the Holy Spirit to lead this family and present them in your presence, perfect and holy. Lord, give them good health and jobs to continue to provide his family, to stand firm, to implement of your word to his family. We pray, O God, for perseverance for the wives to submit to their husband in everything, in every way, for your name's sake. Give them, Lord, a humble spirit to obey their husband, to execute the rules and precepts of yours to their children, that she and her husband has one mind to discipline their children in the way of yours. For the children, Lord, we pray for their wisdom and knowledge to their study. Give them, Lord, put their hearts, the fear of yours and faith, and let them encounter you in their lives. We pray that you always protect them, lead them in the way of righteousness and holiness. Let them, Lord, to fear you, their parents, the authorities, not to rebel, but to humble down and willing to train and go along the plan of yours and their lives. We pray also, O God, for our siblings, for their salvation. Let them know that the word of yours be proved to them that you are a true God and faithful God. We pray also for our every single parents, Lord, to continue to persevere and living in the way of yours and plans to us, to teach our children the ways of yours, and willingly, Lord, to continue to serve you wholeheartedly. And as we abide you, O God, bless us and provide our needs and move our children to have a godly families that you want and plan to your people in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions to God. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we thank you for the jobs that you give to us. Thank you for these jobs to sustain us in our everyday living. By using this as a vessel of your blessings to us, Lord, we pray to continue to bless our company. We lift up unto your hands our company to have more projects and clients. Bless the work of our hands, O God. We pray that we are be a good example to others, to the people around us in our workplaces, how to live and work diligently to work, not to murmur, O God, being you are our master. Lord, we pray for our superiors to know you and receive the salvation that comes from you, O God. We pray for the brethren doesn't have job, Lord, provide for them, O God. Lead to them the job that you prepared for them. Help us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray to provide the needs of them, sustain them, O God. Answer their prayer according to your will and plan to them. Protect them, O God, to help them, for you are only one can do all these things possible in the life of your people. Hear our prayers, O God. Let us now pray for our neighbors, for our colleagues, relatives, and friends. Lord, we pray for all the people that you place upon us. We pray for their salvation. Lord, we pray to prove your word to them. Give us more love to teach them and be a good example how to live and show to them that you are a living God that we are worshiping. We give us wisdom, Lord, how to advise them, rebuke them, that they will come out from their bandages of sins. Help us, O Lord God. Let us now pray for this country UAE, the extension of the church in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Pray for the favor of God that we will provide it for all the logistic needs, offices, and the communication needed. Lord, we pray for this country, O God. Bless and flow the peace as we are your people here to continue to abide in you. We pray for the authority to implement the just and right to the people. We pray for their salvation, Lord. Let them come out from their false religion and know and accept that you are a true God, Lord Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father but by you, Lord. Reveal yourself to them, O God. Open their hearts and mind to the truth of your word. We commit once again our life, Lord, to obey the rules and ordinance of this country, Lord, as you place them over us, that as we abide in them, we also abide in you, O God. We pray for the protections of your church in every country, Lord, to continue to preach your gospel. Give wisdom to them, to your church, to speak boldly the truth of your word. We pray to provide the needs and anoint to do whatever you ask them to do, to feed the flocks under their care and minister all the people. We pray also for the country of Israel that the war will cease immediately, Lord. We pray for the salvation of the people there. We pray that what's happening now on the earth, let the people will turn back to you and repent and humble down and come back to serve you. Let the people will kneel down in your presence as the fulfillment of your word. Move, O God, for your name will glorified and exalted in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministers of the church, evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted, more people got water baptized, and more filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the expansion of your church and flourish to reach new people, new villages, new nations, new buildings, to know the truth of your word. We pray, O God, for anointing of the Holy Spirit upon all your servants to diligently preach your gospel. We pray for their strength, protections, good health to go on in their mission and task. Provide their needs, O God. Fulfill the vision of your church, multiplication and peace in implementing the whole will of God. We pray for more Bible studies, O God, to be planted and bring more people to serve you and willingly to suffer for your name's sake, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today, Lord. We pray, anoint our service. Bless, O God, every items of our service, the prayer, the giving, the songs that we sang unto you to praise you, Lord, the word of yours to hear this day, O God. Lord, bless us, be with us, O God. Let your name will glorify in our midst. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Stand